Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more. Host of...
Hey, how you doing out there? It's Duchess, and have I got a show for you. I'm praying all is well with you. A lot of things have been happening to me and with other folks out there that I hold near and dear to my heart. Everyone is mourning the loss of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, and one of my dear, dear friends brought it to my attention that what happened with Kobe Bryant was something that I had expressed in one of our shows, the last show that we had, about the airplane and how I imagined if the air was sucked from underneath the airplane that I may be on, how I would respond to that happening, and how many of us would be screaming and hollering and dreading the fact that this huge bird is falling out of the sky, and rather than relaxing in the moment, knowing that there's nothing that you can do about it except just accept it and be present in your gratitude and your peace with your Creator for those things that you have come through already, and just transition and receive the beauty of what is happening, that transition and crossing over into the non-physical realm of life. Well, realm, the non-physical realm, because this is life, and that is what we know not. So my condolences to Kobe Bryant's family for the loss of him and his 13-year-old daughter. As we grow, we need to revisit some things in this coming year of 2020, this phenomenal year that we're experiencing. And sometimes we feel like we want to share those experiences with other people, and those other persons have, I don't know, it seems like there's a lot of people in existence now that have that hostile nature. They're angry because I'm experiencing it myself of sorts. I was talking to a friend the other day, and I was saying I am so angry about what's going on and what's happening that I just don't know how to fix this anger, this trauma, this stuff that's regurgitating up through me that I have worked so hard to not occur in my life space. You know, like we talked about last show, being engaged and present in your existence, you know, being engaged in your life. But it doesn't mean being engaged in your life in a hostile, angry way. It meant being engaged with where you're going and how you're doing things, and praying for that capability of putting one step in front of the other and letting it be known that you are aware that this is bigger than any of us. And this is going to be a wonderful year, no matter how it looks. Remember, we have to take heed that when things are coming to light, you begin to see all the dust and dirt that's underneath the bed, that's underneath the couch, that's behind the dresser, that's in back of the cabinet. When you start shedding light on darkness, or shedding light into the darkness, you begin to see what has been hidden, all those ugly things, but you also realize that you're capable of seeing the beauty that was there that you were not witnessing as well. So we have to really, really take heart with things that we do, with the feelings that we experience, and shall pass. As you wait for the board to light up, it's only 5 minutes after the hour. We want to talk about some wonderful things that I enjoy and some of the hostile things that I have experienced. One of the things I'm enjoying is that March 19th, my understanding, is the first day, will be the first day of spring. And that's only 46 days from now. So my countdown for spring is coming front and center. One of the things that it wasn't so pleasant for me to experience was the fact that I didn't have my mentorship class yesterday because the mentorship instructor, my mentor, spiritual mentor, Uma, she had to have some surgery during the week, and she experienced some complications, and so that caused her to have to cancel the mentorship class. And so while we're praying for her speedy recovery, I'm sure many of us looked forward to going to the class yesterday. And I know some of you were looking forward to me sharing my class or my mentorship experience with you this day. But that's okay, because she's going to have her makeup class, or she's going to have a rescheduled class on the 15th of this month. And hopefully that'll be the 16th will be our show, and I'll be able to share that with you. So I'm really happy about that it's happening the day before a show, so that it'll be fresh in my mind and I'll be able to share those experiences with you. One of the things I learned in the mentorship class is that we as psychics, or we as people who are sensitives, we can't always go around reading people. And sometimes people get confused between reading someone and or delivering a message that's meant for that person to have. Now, reading someone without their permission is you doing a full-scale reading on them without their permission, and you coming up to them and telling them how you've read them. I read you, and I know you're this, 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 and this, and this, blah, blah, blah. You know, no. That's reading someone. Now, if you have a spiritual message that has popped into your head to convey to a person, it can be in just casual conversation. So don't be afraid of it when it comes through. Let me give you an example. Excuse me. The other morning, I woke up and a thought of a person that I never think of came to my mind. And it was a thought that I felt my guides, because I just, well, when I say I haven't heard from in a while, I had just heard from them after not hearing from them in a while. So I guess that's why the thought or message popped up in my head to recontact them and give them the message based upon what we had been talking about previously. And so that's what I did. I sent them the message and said, I woke up with you on my mind this morning. Of course, that was very unusual. And this is what I need to share with you, you know. And it had to do with them checking out a medical condition that they may be suffering with, or they need to check into this medical condition so that they would know that they don't have an impending physical thing going on. So to clarify things with y'all, what I basically did was say, you know, I hear you expressed to me that you were suffering from some pain, you know, and it popped up in my brain that perhaps you might want to go and have some blood work done to have a full-scale blood work to check out your A1Cs, because when you have that kind of peripheral pain, it could be a sign of diabetes, you know, especially based upon your family history and you knowing that these things, this is a hereditary thing. Well, needless to say, the person wrote me back and was offended that my spirit guides came through to me to give that message. Well, in that instance, I'm like the postman. I didn't conjure this up in my own brain. I'm like the postman. The postman gets a message or a letter to be delivered to you, and the postman doesn't stand there and read the reasons why. They just deliver the message and go on about their business. Well, this person was offended that I delivered the message. Now, in my spiritual makeup, I didn't have to deliver that message. But if spirit gave that message to me to be delivered, then as far as my belief system is concerned, it's incumbent upon me to deliver the message. Now, if you as the individual that I've given this message to feel that it's junk mail, then it's up to you to throw it in the trash. You know, I did not need for you to tell me how I offended you. Just throw it in the trash. You can accept it or reject it. And I can go on about my business because I've done what I've been instructed to do. Now it's up to you. And so my blessings go out to those individuals who feel that they are offended by someone who gets a thought of concern and conveys it to them without them asking. Because how often do you walk around saying to people, anybody, this, that, and the other is wrong with me. Do you have any advice for me? Because you just don't do that. But if someone comes up to me and I'm talking to someone and I say, my back's really been bothering me, and they recommend a physical therapist or a chiropractor that may be able to assist me with my problem, you know, am I going to say, well, I didn't ask you for that information, you know, and why are you overstepping your boundaries by giving me information that was unsolicited? No, you just say thank you and you're going about your business. And if you don't want to go to the chiropractor, you just don't go. You know, you're not harsh and cruel in your attack towards someone that's offering you something or some of their knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to put that out there to all of you to be careful, because the world is becoming a very hostile environment, and so many people are walking around with these ugly chips on their shoulders, you know. I mean, including me. I went off on a therapist the other day. I'd be surprised if she wants to see me again, but it was something that I just blam. And I did something similar to her. You know, she said something or in her way offered some advice. So a lot of times what happens is we begin to see ourselves through other people. So with that experience that I had with that individual, me sharing something that came through for me, I mean, I could see a mirror of that person, see me in that person, and how I responded to a professional that was offering me some of their professional wisdom, you know. So be careful with how you project and how you treat people based upon things that you need to learn. So with that, I wanted to greet all my beloved masters of the universe out there. And I want to let you know that this is an exciting message I'm about to convey to you, because very few people realize that today is, excuse me, February 2nd, 2020. Now, what does that mean? It means that today is what's called a palindrome date. It's a mirror image date, which happens exceptionally rare, and the next such date will be 1,000 years from now, 03-03-3030, okay? So today is 02-02-2020. Some say the magnificence of this particular date is that it carries magic vibrations of creation within it. According to numerologists, this particular date, 02-02-2020, carries with it the feminine creative energies of manifestation, and is a very powerful date, giving us an opportunity to actually manifest what we want into our reality. Now, this is a gateway that allows you to envision the future, not only for your own self and your family, but for all of humanity. This is the date to plan your future and to do various rituals that you feel inclined to do. Some of us want to meditate. Some of us want to sit before our altars. Some of us just want to just pray. Some of us want to do some writing down of everything that we wish to attract into our life. And we're not talking about achieve. We're talking about attract. So when you want to achieve something, that means you want to put forth foot step-by-step, you know, achievements in place, you know, goals in place, that kind of thing. When you want to attract something, that's a different characteristic, and that means you have to do a different type of spiritual work. The way that you deal with day-to-day situations and adjust your energy, so this is an energy adjustment, okay? And to truly see what needs changing in your vibration, your energy, the way that you perceive your world, yourself, and all others around you has to be adjusted. So, today is also a wonderful day in attracting wealth into your life. And various numerologists and astrologists suggest making a donation of a cause to a cause that you truly believe in. Now I'm going to tell you something. Well, this says the article that I was experiencing had said that this has to be done from the heart. By giving freely to another, we are setting in motion a circle of benevolence which turns or returns to us trifold. Now, I'm going to share something with you because I'm going to tell you. I told you last show that I was reading the book Asking It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And Esther channels the spiritual entity called Abraham. Now, what this says, well, let me give you some examples, because a lot of us don't have money to just donate to a charitable cause, but I had fun. I used to have fun. I would get, you know, a dollar bill or get five singles or get a $10 bill and have 10 singles, and I'd always have them in one of my pockets because this was the money I'm going to give away. And I used to have fun with this because it would be nothing for me to be in a bathroom, a public bathroom, and tape a dollar bill on the back of the door so that when the next person came in and sat down on the toilet, they saw this dollar bill. And I used to imagine what kind of experiences these people had. Well, what the hell is this, a dollar bill stand? And it would say, "Let me share my blessings with you. Have a blessed day." I mean, and that's all you got to do. So you sit down and you write little notes on singles, dollar bills, you know. It doesn't have to be a lot of them. And you just give them away, you know. My daughter used to walk up to a parent that she saw in the grocery store, or she saw at Costco, or she saw at Target, and she walk up to the parent and say, "My energy wants to ask you, is it all right if I give this $10 bill or $5 bill to your baby?" Of course, she wouldn't go straight to the baby. She'd ask the parent, "I'd like to give this to you." And she'd give it to them. If they said no, then she kept her money. But these are ways that you can share your abundance with the universe. And the universe sees this stuff or experiences stuff or feels this stuff. And it feels that you are having an abundant nature about you. And so, of course, if you're sharing your abundance, the universe wants to shower you with more. So whatever little you just give away, the universe blesses you trifold. It blesses you abundantly because the universe sees that you want to share that which you have. And then there is this saying, there was this prayer. It's called Blessings for Money. And it says, "Dear money, you and I are one. I am so sorry on behalf of all mankind. I heal you. I love you. I accept you, and I bless you. Now go forth into the world and bless all those you come in contact with, and return to me manyfold, so I may heal many more of you." And so it is. You don't have to go through all of this wild madness, but just little teeny things you can do to show your gratitude. And it also adheres to the law of giving. And the law of giving means that you will receive abundantly for your charitable experiences. You know, you give and you will receive. That said, use your imagination and imagine the type of reality that you wish to experience. Think of something. Imagine that it has already happened. Think about how it makes you feel. Are you happy in that reality? Because when we raise our vibrations bring us those things that we are attracting. If we have a low vibration, you're going to get low quality stuff attracted to you. Is that what you truly want to experience in your life? If the answer is yes, then write down your thoughts, your visions, your ideas, your feelings, your sensations about what it is that you want to experience going forward, and keep these notes in a safe place. I have a small journal. I may write down things that I desire, and then I close the book, my journal, and I let it go. And I would say once a week, maybe once a month, I'll go back to that journal and I'll read things that I have written in there, and I'll check off, okay, this did happen. Okay, I got that. We've got to, like, put it down, close the book, and forget it, and let the universe do its job. Be sure to state out loud, "This is the reality that I wish to experience. This is the vibration that I wish to vibrate on. This is the energy that I wish to attract my way." Filtered through the golden particles of the universe, supported by all that is, and so it is. Turn it over and let it fly. This is also a wonderful opportunity to forgive and let go all hurts and guilt and everything that is keeping you trapped in a negative state of being. Let it all go and release it into the light for healing and transmutation. Also on this day, it is highly important to stay positive. Surround yourself with as much positivity as you possibly can. Investing into your health and well-being during this day will help you stay healthy going forward. Most important during this day is to stay positive and envelop yourself in a blanket of love and light. Even though it is approaching the evening in some cases, in some areas, it is never too late to begin this exercise. Okay? Now, since we didn't do Lena Stevens last month, I'm going to give you a brief synopsis of what she said for last month because it flows right into the month of February. And I want to give you a little bit of this before we do our chakras. So the main theme for January with Lena Stevens was, if not now, when? Basically what she said, we had entered the new year and a new decade with new energies, just like 02-02-2020, and a difficult signature than the cycles of the past. This one brings despair and hope at the same time, and we have to work out being the vibration of negative. Those not willing to work hard this year will certainly be in the camp of despair more than those that do. Even though most of the year will be more intellectual and less emotional, it is not a time for endless discussion and debate, but more for action, choice, and change. That's just like what we said in our opening statement. If it's not now, then when are we going to start doing this? These are all the energies that she requested we feel and walk through during the month of January to bring us forward into February. Time is up for that diddling or around with what sort of, I sort of want to do this, or sort of intentions, or sort of action plan, you know, kind of, sort of. We got to cut that kind of, sort of stuff out. If you have been kind of, sort of thinking about and considering a change, this is the time to implement it, okay? You have to make that commitment to do it now. 2020 is a warrior year, physical, and it's grounded and very conducive to cleaning up messes, personal and global, as well as taking care of your own environment, physical and emotional body, and being responsible for your daily actions and consequences. But you have to do it. If not now, when? Now, December, going backwards, because sometimes we have to go backwards to bring ourselves forward because we forgot what was told to us back there. December was full of deconstructive energy and, it's come to fruition. Everything is just like a big old explosion going on out there in the world. We will be witnessing the further dissolving of many structures we have relied on in the past, both physical and non-physical. What does that say about the state of affairs of our government? There's a lot of things we relied on. There's a lot of things that are about to change. And I want you to know, we all have to be prepared for the changes, even if it means just downsizing, because who knows? We may have to move. So it's best to start getting rid of all that clutter that you've been holding on to for years and years and years. It is important to be proactive instead of reactive and to keep your focus on your own goals, your own intentions, and your own choices. Okay, we can make great progress if we set ourselves up right from the start for this new year. We have to show the universe that we are serious about our intentions and the change we wish to experience by taking action. Like I said, we have to be proactive. We can't wait till the last minute and then, oh my, oh my, oh my, I had this home, you know, start throwing stuff away now. I've got so much stuff that I need to throw away. I've been waiting for someone to need it. Watch, as soon as I throw away, somebody's going to need it, and I'll say, I'm sorry, you should have come 2 days ago. Even a choice to eliminate a same day maybe from your life is a powerful one. When you eliminate a someday, did I say same day? When you eliminate a someday maybe, you are bringing your focus and energy back to the present and giving your immediate plans more power. Your goals should be attainable by you and aligned with who you are and not someone else. If the someday maybe is truly important, it will still be there when the timing is right. We are not saying don't plan for the future. This is about the attachment to a maybe scenario that may or may not happen. Now, Lena gave an example of that. And her example was, someday I may pick up my granddad's old banjo I inherited and learn to play it, even if you don't have any interest in music. Well, it's because he would have wanted it to be used in the family. You know, I have an old broken in pieces Stradivarius violin that I've been saying I'm going to have refinished someday. I've been saying that for the last 23 years, and I'm saying this is me, Duchess, and this is making me realize, you know, I need to throw that away, either turn it over to somebody or throw it away because I'm not doing anything with it. It's a someday thing that has never come to fruition yet. I thought it might be worth a lot of money someday. Anything that is motivated by sentimentality and not your true desire will become an energy leak at some point. We must also address the hope and despair aspects of this time frame. We begin anything with potential and possibilities. It is a natural place, like natural gear in a car. If you are run by fear, hopelessness, lethargy, lack of discipline, self-deprecation, martyrdom, or stubbornness, you are likely to put the gear into reverse and go backwards down to the bottom and into the pool of despair. But on the other hand, if you are motivated by the excitement of what could be with a positive attitude, then you will put yourself in a gear that moves you forward. The key is keeping your vibration high by eliminating lower frequency situations, people, and experiences from your life. You cannot bring others along if they are in reverse and dragging you with them. You may need to cut them loose. You cannot go in reverse and forward at the same time, so you will have to choose. This is an inspiring time for really asking for what you want and then taking action on your commitments. Even small actions and baby steps will be acknowledged by spirit and supported by your allies. Do it now. If not now, when? Self-care, and more self-care is the motto. That is the law of attraction. Remember this month's book that I shared with you a couple of weeks ago from my mentorship class? This month's book was Ask and It Is Given by Eska and Jerry Hicks. So bringing December and January forward, Lena wants us to know that the month of February is all about the personal. If you are not managing your personal life, there is no way you will manage anything else well. Getting involved in other people's management of their issues, drama, or challenges is only a distraction, unless it is your work as a counselor, a coach, or guide in this area, and then some good boundaries around your work are appropriate. And if you are in the business of helping others, it is imperative that you take the time to focus on your own management as well. So this month is all about management. Sometimes those in support positions for others will put themselves last and suffer for it. Remember that. The discipline required this month for good management has much to do with staying present and noticing what comes up around your processes. Is there resistance? Are you tempted to fall into old habits and behaviors? When are you reactive instead of proactive? A big idea or area of discovery may be how to better manage your inner life or spiritual practice and well-being with your outer life of responsibility moving forward and creating the new thing on your path. And while you're creating that new thing, you'll be creating the next thing that you are to follow on your path. Don't forget to use your practices as well as ask for help, okay? From your allies, from your spirit guides, from your ancestors, from your creator. Remember, don't forget to use your practices, your prayers, your meditation. Most of all, do not judge yourself when you fall off the wagon. Just reset and get back on. Okay? Now, with the rest of the time that we have, excuse me, this cough. With the rest of the time we have, we're going to talk about your energy centers. And we have to talk about your energy centers because if you're going to make some changes and you want to raise your vibration, well, then you want a couple of techniques to do that. And there are many, many different kinds, many different ways. Today we're going to talk about your chakras, you know, those seven energy points. Now, odds are, you've attended, well, not everybody has attended a yoga class or a group meditation or indulged in an hour-long Reiki session. Reiki sessions are wonderful. But these instructors and practitioners will most likely speak about your chakras. And since many people haven't gone to any of these practitioners or instructors, then I guess it's up to me to introduce you to your chakras. So literally speaking, the word chakra is from Sanskrit. And Sanskrit is an ancient Indo-European language of India in which the Hindu scriptures and classical Indian epic poems are written and from which many northern Indian languages are derived. So, chakra from Sanskrit translates to wheel or disc, but references a spiritual energy center within the human body, of which there are seven along the spine. Through the neck and the crown of your head. And this is according to the Chopra Center, that little statement that I just made. Literally speaking, the word chakra, meaning wheel or disc, but it also refers to that spiritual center within the human being. Okay? Everybody got that? Now, if you think that chakras are just a part of all things woo-woo today, you can think again. Back away from that. Because the chakra system originated in India between 1500 and 500 BC in the oldest text called the Vedas. The Vedas are the earliest Sanskrit literary records and the most ancient scriptures of Hinduism. As for the purpose of the seven chakras, well, I'm about to tell you. They each correspond to specific organs as well as physical, emotional, psychological, emotional, and spiritual states of being and influence many areas of our life. Within these chakras is what's called prana. Prana is that life energy or the ultimate pure healing energy that's all around us and within us to keep us healthy, happy, and vibrant. So these chakras are very important. And it's sad that many people don't know about these chakras. While there isn't much Western scientific evidence that translates spiritual energy into physical manifestations, the study of the seven chakras and chakra alignment, whether it be through meditation, Reiki, or yoga, is rooted in the belief that when the chakras are open and aligned, our energy is constantly free-flowing, allowing prana to flow through them. Prana is that life energy. But before you can dive deep into each chakra, you need to know the basics first. All righty. Here you go. Your first chakra. We're going to talk about each chakra, and we're going to talk about what they do, and we're going to talk about what happens when they're blocked. The first chakra is called the root chakra. It's red. Think about your root chakra as the foundation of a house. Except for your body, it's sturdy, stabilizing, and supportive, keeping everything safely connected as long as it's functioning properly. Now, this chakra is associated with the base of, the spine, the pelvic floor, and the first three vertebrae, and responsible for an individual's sense of security and survival. Because of that, it's also connected to whatever you use to ground yourself, including basic needs such as food, water, shelter, and safety, as well as your more emotional needs such as letting go of fear and feeling safe. As you well know, when these needs are met, you tend to worry a whole lot less. Now, when this chakra is blocked, a variety of ailments can occur from blockages, including anxiety disorders, fears, or nightmares. Physically, the first chakra is associated with problems in the colon, with the bladder, with elimination, or with lower back, leg, or feet issues. Like I said in the last show, that I learned that my back hurt, the pain in my back is associated with me feeling lack of support or monetary support, moral support, not being feeling like I'm supported. So that's your root chakra. It's red. The next chakra is your sacral chakra. Color is orange. Okay. We consider the second chakra the most fun out of the seven. Located above the pubic bone and below the navel, it's responsible for our sexual and creative energies. Associated with the color orange and the element of water, when your sacral chakra is aligned, you will likely feel great. You're friendly, passionate, and successfully fulfilled, while also eliciting feelings of wellness, abundance, pleasure, and joy. I bet you can think of a whole lot of people that need work on this chakra. So this chakra is just phenomenal. By honoring your body and expressing yourself creatively, you're keeping the energy wheels turning and fluid. Now, when this little orange chakra, this little energy center is blocked, you know it's blocked when you're feeling uninspired creatively or have some emotional instability. Your sacral chakra will definitely be misaligned. Likewise, this can also be associated with physical sexual dysfunction, while also potentially experiencing fear of change, depression, or addiction-like behaviors. Next chakra, chakra number three, solar plexus chakra. It's yellow. With its name meaning lustrous gem in Sanskrit, the third chakra is said to be your source of individual power, ruling over self-esteem. Or, as some say, it is the action and balance chakra that focuses on individual willpower, personal power, and commitment. Located from the navel to above the rib cage, it reportedly governs all things metabolic, digestive, and stomach related. When it's blocked, you can suffer from low self-esteem, have difficulty making decisions, and may have anger or control issues. It's noted that it's not just feeling badly about yourself, but also may lead you to outwardly express apathy, procrastination, or that you're able to be taken advantage of easily. Likewise, you'll also possibly have tummy ache of some kind, such as digestive issues or gas. Now, the heart chakra, green. As the central chakra, the fourth chakra, found at the center of your chest, represents where the physical and spiritual meet, according to the Chopra Center. Physically, it is said to encapsulate the heart, the thymus gland, which plays a vital role in your endocrine and lymphatic system, the lungs, and the breast. And as its name implies, it's all about the love. It's the awakening to spiritual awareness, forgiveness, and service. Associated with the green, it's believed that when your heart chakra is aligned and balanced, love and compassion are flowing freely, both in terms of giving it and giving it out and getting it all back in. So you can give it out and give it back in. Your good vibes are practically contagious. Now, when they're blocked, a closed heart chakra can give way to grief, anger, jealousy, fear of betrayal, and hatred toward yourself and others, especially in the form of holding a grudge against something or someone, holding on to hurt harbors negative feelings, and cut you off from opportunities to love, and that's just bad juju. Then you have your throat chakra. Hello, throat chakra. You have zero problem saying what you feel. Your fifth chakra, which is all about speaking your inner truth, or specifically ensuring that your inner truths are properly communicated, is likely well balanced. The throat chakra rules all communication and is the first of the three solely spiritual chakras, as opposed to the lower ones, which manifest themselves as a more physical way. Anatomically, the throat chakra is associated with the thyroid, parathyroid, jaw, neck, mouth, tongue, and larynx. When this chakra is in check, you're able to fully listen as well as speak and express yourself clearly. But when this chakra is blocked, in addition to having trouble speaking your truth, you find it hard to pay attention and stay focused or fair judgment from others, which can fully hinder your ability to keep it real. Physically, this blockage can manifest itself as a sore throat, thyroid issues, neck and shoulder stiffness, or tension headaches. The third chakra, color is indigo. Don't let this name confuse you. The third chakra, did I say third chakra? The third eye chakra. I know somebody out there just corrected me. It's the third eye chakra, because we know it's not the third chakra, because we already had the third chakra. This is chakra number six. It's your third eye chakra. Organs including the pituitary gland, eyes, head, and lower part of the brain are said to be ruled by the third eye, and it reportedly governs your intuition, plus the ability to recognize and tap into it. What's more, the third eye is also said to be responsible for all things between you and the outside world, serving as a bridge between the two, allowing you to cut through any illusions and drama to see the clear picture. When it's blocked, you may have trouble assessing your intuition, trusting your inner voice, recalling important facts, or learning new skills. And if your lower chakras, meaning the root, sacral, solar plexus, and heart chakras, are unbalanced, your third eye will likely be as well, which may cause you to act more judgmental, dismissive, and introverted. A third eye blockage is associated with a broad range of issues, including depression, anxiety, and a more judgmental attitude. While physically, it is said to cause headaches, dizziness, and a slew of other brain health issues. Then we have your final chakra. Final chakra is violet. This chakra is known as the thousand petal lotus chakra. It is the center of enlightenment and our spiritual connection to our higher selves, others, and ultimately the divine, according to the Chopra Center. As the name suggests, the seventh chakra, located at the crown of your head, when aligned, the realizations that occur within you are said to be along the line of pure awareness, consciousness, undivided, and all-expansive. Basically, bigger than yourself, and yet part of one giant universe. When this chakra is blocked, a crown chakra blockage may create feelings of isolation or emotional distress, basically feeling disconnected from everyone and everything. Or you might feel like your normal self, just not in an exalted state of spiritual connection and enlightenment, which is totally okay and seriously normal. Unlike the other chakras, the crown chakra is often only opened up fully through specific yoga stuff and meditative exercises, or at certain times, which is not a skill set you can call upon at any given moment. You may be able to get a taste of it, though, once in a while, through daily practices, anything from meditation, prayer, to moments of silence and gratitude, to have those moments of spiritual connection. Now, next week, the next show, and y'all better remind me of this, because I don't have time to tell you how to attune, how to balance your chakras, you know? That puts you in semi-meditative state where you'll focus on one single chakra at a time, and what you will do is you will imagine a drop of water dropped into a stream or a lake, just drop, and then you'll see it just float out, ripple out around that particular chakra. And that's how you're going to be able to balance your chakras and attune your chakras. But we're going to save that for next time. Hopefully you'll be here with us and you'll know. I'll share the attunement of chakra balancing. I learned this at a weekend retreat with Deepak Chopra, how to balance and attune each one of the chakras. That weekend was a Seduction of Spirit weekend. I enjoyed it. And with that, I'm going to pull a card for you, and then I'm going to say goodnight. I don't see any hands raised here for me to share, how do you say, or anybody out there want to say howdy, hello, what's going on in your world, let me know. But I'm going to pull a card for you now, and let's see what the little fairies want to say to you. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to pull another card because guess what the fairies wanted to say? They wanted to say the card on sun again, S-O-N, you know? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read that to myself, or those of you can go to the end of our last show and hear what the reading was on that. So I've tried to pull another card for those of you who need or may not have any suns. So let's see what that card says to you. New home. Moving is a step in the right direction for you. The fairies are so attuned to the earth's heartbeat that they can detect changes far before they're aware of them. You're aware of them. This card comes to you because the fairies foresee you moving to a new location with positive results. If you ask for their assistance, the fairies can help with this change, including letting go of your present home. There you go with that, you know, downsizing and stuff. Or releasing. You can be releasing some things, financial worries, and finding a wonderful new place. The additional meanings of this card could possibly be take steps to move, such as contacting a real estate agent. A positive change in your finances allows you to afford a better home. Someone is moving in or out of your home. A relationship change heralds a move. Healing is occurring within your home. Consider a career helping others with their homes, such as feng shui, mural painting, landscaping, or house sitting. All of these things are surrounding the home. One of the things that I can say that this card is saying to me, I need to downsize. I need to throw away. I have a lot of stagnant energy here from years and years and years ago. I mean many years, many, many years, even from my business. It got to go. So with that, I've got to go. We've got to go. We've got to close out this session. And remember, next show we're going to talk about attunement, how to attune these chakras and get this energy flowing and break up any blockages you may be experiencing. You take care. I love all of you good, and stay safe. Bye now.